Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your 15-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so thank you for giving yourself these few moments to level set your day. Today, I want to talk about your blueprint. As you get older and become more aware, you may find that certain behaviors trigger you in a way that is raw and difficult. When I say raw, I'm talking about raw emotions. This is where blueprints come in. And quite frankly, the fact that you're even listening to this podcast and the fact that you may be an empath or a light worker means it's time to challenge all of your blueprints or your not helpful beliefs so that you can shift into a more positive light. Here's the thing about judgment. It's mostly projection. Remember that. Judgment is mostly projection. We must remember the most important thing of all. When we judge others, we judge ourselves. That's right, folks. When we judge others, we judge ourselves. Just watch judgmental people and you will see that their self-talk is pretty harsh and scathing. In fact, this was something that I had to come to realize because I was saying things to myself that I would never say to another being, another entity, and another human being. I would say things like, I'm an idiot, or why does this keep happening to me? Remember that empathy cannot exist with understanding. So it goes hand in hand. Ultimately, once we stop judging others, we stop judging ourselves. And this is the first step to healing. So let's go back to the blueprint. Sit down and write down all of your beliefs, honestly. This takes a few days. It might even take a week, but be patient with yourself as you've had years and years and years and decades of conditioning. It's not your fault. So cut it out with the self-blame. Women can only do this job, or as a mom, I should do this, or as a good wife, I should do this. Write it all down. That is the first step, which is truly about awareness. Once you have done this, you have to look at it, look at everything and say, is this helpful? That is the best way to deal with these judgments. It has not come up, you know, it's not even about coming up with a new truth. The story we tell ourselves is conditioning and it is critical to our self-growth. So at 42, I had 4 pages of blueprints and thoughts that did not represent the truth or reality. It was something I was conditioned to believe. So remember, it takes repetition and time. So be kind to yourself. Know that once you know, you can do better. I believe it was Toni Morrison that said this. Once you know, do better. And trust me, I know this is hard, but taking a deep look within ourselves is part of the leveling up and rising process. Remember that the dark blueprint cannot survive in the light, but it thrives in the dark. So when you are not being aware of it, then of course it's going to exist and it's actually going to flourish. So to be brave, you must be self-aware. It's the best gift you can give your soul. I want to thank you again for listening. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your time. I believe in you and know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, joy, and light. Reach out to me if you need any help or have further questions. Remember that you are worthy simply because you're here. And remember that as a woman, you're meant to lead. So line up with your divine feminine self. I'm here to serve at Bold BIZ Coach or sign up on my website at kinjalpike.com. That's KINJALPIKE.com. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed week, and I'll look forward to talking to you again.